Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show.
Papa Top again. I just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other food sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it fell so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face? Papa Top again. I've just got time for one more round. Another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other food.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Welcome back. Coming back with a little Jim Ed Brown. I love the old style country music. Of course, that music's fitting. We're here in Nashville, Tennessee, 2018 NWTF National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Having a great time down here. We've got some great interviews coming up in this segment. I was able to run down on the show floor and grab Scott Hook from Hook's Custom Calls and our good friend William Sullivan from Florida is going to talk about Florida turkeys, and we'll get some tips for you turkey hunters. We're having a great time. It's always a good time here in Nashville at this homecoming NWTF convention, seeing lots of old friends and family, and it won't be long. I've got to get upstairs and do my seminar. Speaking of seminars,
I'm going to have to get off here pretty soon. I've got a lot of work to do today. I've got my big seminar today, and I mentioned earlier in the show, I put a lot of work in the show this particular year for this seminar. It's called Calling is Everything, and it's all hunts, and they're teaching hunts. And I start out in this program, so I'm excited to see how the people respond to this, because I'm finding that turkey hunters, they don't want to see turkey poop, and they don't want to see feathers, and they don't want to see turkey ID. They just want to know how to kill turkeys. And they're at a lot higher knowledge today than they were just a few years ago. So what a better teaching tool than video. You know, when I started, we just got up and talked and demonstrated calls. Then we went to slides. Man, when you had slides, you were a bad dude. But this video, they can hear the turkeys, they can see the turkeys. And by putting together these hunts and teaching elements in those, I could do a lot of them. And so I start off in early season. Then I do youth hunts early season. Then I do hunting turkeys from the roost, roosted turkeys. Then mid-morning, after they're down from the roost, mid-morning, afternoon, evening hunts. I cover the whole gamut of turkey hunting, all with hunts. And then I do late season, and I conclude this seminar with our youth hunts, our Kansas kids out there. How cool is that, late May in Kansas? Two of the best hunts I've ever was able to have the opportunity to be part of and to videotape and capture that great hunt with those girls, all girls. And then as a bonus in most of the hunts, some of them I couldn't retrieve this, I have a topo map, aerial map, marking why and when, where we set up, showing where the turkey was, where we set up, and why we set up there. So you learn about the setup, you learn about the calling, and how to kill turkeys. I think you're all really going to like this shit. It should rock. We'll see. I know how you turkey hunters are. You like to see turkeys get shot. You all talking about how many turkeys on these DVDs and these TV shows. And now we're going to go down on the show floor and visit with good friend and great call company, Hook's Custom Calls, Scott Hook. Here we go.
We're at the NWTF National Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. This is your host, Ray I. I'm here with Mr. Scott. What's your last name?
Hook.
Now, Hook, now is that like a call company?
Yeah, Hook's Custom Calls out of Batesville, Arkansas.
Yeah, my good friend Scott, Hook's Custom Calls. How's the show going for you, brother?
It's been a great show. We've had some of our callers have competed, did really well. Sales have been great. We've just had a great time. Nashville's a great town. The convention's a great place to be.
That it is. How long have you guys been in business with Hook's Custom Calls?
14 years. We started out as a partnership, my brother and I, and in 2006 we incorporated as the company grew. And like I said, our pro staffs help us get here.
Okay. Full line of calls? You got friction calls and diaphragm calls?
Absolutely. Locator calls. I believe we have friction cause diaphragms, and locators that are second to no ones.
That's good to know. Of course, I was just kidding, like I didn't know your last name.
I know that. We've known each other a while.
Long time. Okay, we're doing a deal this year for our radio programming and podcast. We're asking professional turkey hunters and in the hunting industry a few questions. You got turkey hunters that's going out for like third or fourth year, haven't hunted a lot. What kind of advice as a call manufacturer or professional hunter could you give those? What kind of tips could you give them to help them be successful to go turkey hunting? Anything that comes to mind?
Patience. Patience, persistence. That's killed more turkeys for me over the years than anything. If the setup's not good, if it's not working, back out. Go find another turkey. Find one that's willing to come that day. You can always come back to that one.
That's good advice. What kind of call would you recommend they should you be using?
Someone inexperienced, probably my favorite, personal favorite, would be a slate call. A well-built slate call, friction call, yeah. I just prefer that natural sound of slate. It sounds like more of the hens I've heard. In 28 yeah. years of yeah. turkey hunting.
28 years? How old are you? So your booth's been really busy here at the show?
Oh, it has. We've had 5 and 6 guys standing here selling stuff, and it has been crazy.
Awesome. Well, it's good to see you, my friend, and best of luck with Hucks Custom Calls. And I want to tell you something. I'm going to be running some of your calls. I need to try some of your calls.
Absolutely.
We've got a media hunt coming up, and I'm going to be shooting some TV, and I need to be running some of your stuff.
Very good, sir. We'd be honored if you would do that.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Hook, Hucks Custom Calls. We're at the National Wild Turkey Federation's annual convention in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm here with a good friend and fellow turkey hunting brother, William Sullivan.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. Great to be back at a convention. We're at the Indian Creek Shooting Systems booth, and we're talking some tips on turkey hunting, but more importantly with William, he's a Florida resident and hunts those Florida turkeys and has put a lot of folks on turkeys. And with our World Slam Adventures with Tony Caggiano, there's a lot of questions about Florida turkey hunting, and so we decided to get a hold of William here and have him give us some information on Florida turkeys. What would you like to tell the folks from other parts of the country and the world that's going to come to Florida and hunt turkeys?
Well, probably the main thing is plan ahead. Don't try to, a month prior to season, find a place to hunt. You need to plan ahead. Go through a reputable guide service or booking agent. And if you want to do the public lands, you can go to the FWC website, myfwc.com,
okay.
Apply for the special opportunity and the quota hunts and that type of thing. But you have to do that 8-9 months ahead of time at least.
Planning is important. What's the difference in a Florida turkey hunter hunting Missouri or New York or Western turkeys or whatever? What's the biggest difference, do you think?
Well, a turkey is a turkey. I mean, they're going to gobble, they're going to strut, they're going to cluck and purr and everything that kind of stuff. But the biggest problem is the terrain and the access. You sometimes dealing with, you know, swamps and snakes and alligators and things like that, which not a common occurrence, but the snakes especially, you might want to be concerned about that. But the biggest problem I have when somebody who comes down from out of state to hunt is that with all the foliage that are still on the trees and the humidity in the air, they have a tendency to bump birds. The birds, the gobbles, everybody says they don't gobble as loud. Well, they gobble just as loud as an eastern bird, but the air and the foliage absorb the sound, and a lot of people will bump the birds. They think that bird's 400, 500 yards away, and it could be less than 100 easily.
Every once in a while, somebody's just got to hunt the swamps. Is there any tips to hunting swampy areas for turkey?
Scouting.
It goes back to scouting.
Well, it goes back to scouting, yeah. Because in a lot of those swamps, there's little islands, areas in the center that are dry. The birds will pitch down on those islands. They'll do all their strutting and stuff right in there. And if you can find those areas, I mean, you look at topo maps, you can sometimes find the islands in the middle of a cypress swamp.
Okay.
If you can find and get in there and get set up, you'll be right on them when they fly down.
What's the chances or the odds through World Slam Adventures of one of these guys booking a hunt and getting to go with you because you got the experience?
I would say it's pretty good.
Oh, that's good. Tony's going to like that. We're visiting with William Sullivan here at the NWTF Convention in Nashville, Tennessee, giving some tips on turkey hunting Florida. We got a turkey hunter who's going to go turkey hunting. They've only been a few times. Don't know a lot about turkey hunting. Just experienced it a couple years, maybe 3 years. And you as an experienced older turkey hunter.
Thank you.
Older turkey hunter. What kind of tips and advice, briefly, could you tell a turkey hunter to help them be successful to take a turkey?
Be patient, obviously. Don't overcall. Call softly.
Okay.
I would say watch your, be able to control your volume is one of the hardest things to do. If you can't control your volume with a mouth call, which a lot of people can't, use a friction call, use a glass or a slate or something like that, and control that volume. So if you go out there and really blast them, it's going to be...
They're like they're thick as a 300-pound hen over there.
Yes, and they'll be a little more afraid of that.
So, all right. Thank you, William.
Thank you.
Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, we need to take a break.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Another one, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other food.